Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Rich Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Today's episode is The Attack on Pete Hegseth Will Fail. So we see that there is a concerted attack on Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, over the purported terrible national security crisis, not of the Signal chat, where there was the addition of Jeffrey Goldberg, the somewhat notorious editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, on the chat, which, of course, now he strategically released just in time for the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings, trying to embarrass the Trump administration and try to get some scalps. But I say no scalps. So what's really going on here? So was it an impropriety or not impropriety, a mistake to have a Signal chat? Well, maybe to discuss some of those things. Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, there wasn't any critical security information released that affected the national security and well-being. But it could have been a tighter protocol for that. But what's really going on? Is that what's really going on? I mean, look, during the Biden administration, like every day, you know, you had Hunter Biden's three laptops and somehow they were non-existent, and all those other things going on, you know, all the influence peddling with China and all these same people. Nobody ever batted an eyelash over that. And now there's this, how do you say, they want Pete Hegseth. Well, you know what? That's not going to happen. If anybody needs to be responsible, it's Michael Walls or Alex Wong. And why is Alex Wong, why does he have, I should say, the phone number, if he's the one who set it up, presumably, or even Michael Walls, of this editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, on his phone? I mean, well, what's going on? It's not exactly a friend of Donald Trump and then put him on this chat. It sounds highly, highly, highly suspicious. So I think if anybody needs to be fired, it would be Mr. Wong or maybe Mike Walls. They need to do explaining of how this guy, Jeffrey Goldberg, was added, or even what are they doing even communicating with him? This is how highly suspicious. And apparently there's many career staffers like from Biden or even Obama, like, you know, Alex Wong, still there in the office. So what are they even doing there? Are they like deep state operatives? And then you see like on this image that I'm posting here, Tom Cotton is saying he doesn't have any issue with Alex Wong. Who even asked him about it? Why is he suddenly jumping in? Or Alex Wong or his wife Candace, who worked as an assistant U.S. prosecutor and was actually responsible for putting January 6 defendants in jail. So what is Mr. Cotton doing? And oh, by the way, oh, he wanted to be Secretary of Defense. So you can see this is really, really just like this vengeance campaign. And like Charlie Kirk said in his very good piece, which you can also find, I reposted on my Twitter or X at D Richard Urban, is that really this is showing fault lines in the Republican Party between warmongers and people who want to support Ukraine, like Tom Cotton, and people like J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, who want to, you know, show a more restrained policy, not to get us into every war and endless war and conflict that's been decimating, for instance, Ukraine and killing tens and even hundreds of thousands of its citizens on both sides of the Russia and Ukraine. So we see what's really going on here. They don't like Hegseth and they want to get him out. Well, that's not going to happen. So Pete Hegseth, you hang in there. You're doing a great job. And let Michael Walls and Mr. Wong, if indeed he set that up, explain why they're having this contact, Jeffrey Goldberg, not exactly a friend of President Trump, or how he was added. This can't just be some accident, and how conveniently was now, I didn't say anything about it until they could blow it up, presumably before the Senate committee, and then these so-called Republicans or rhinos like Tom Cotton now going wild over it. This is all a bunch of baloney. So we support President Trump, and if the Democrats, or not just Democrats, it's really people who don't have the best interests of our country at heart, whether it be Tom Cotton or Hakeem Jeffries, who aren't looking out for the best interests of what's best for our country. So this needs to be talked about and exposed. Those are people who need to be responsible, whoever put him on the thing, not Pete Hegseth, who was joining, or the other people. And presumably they'll be more cautious in the future. But the real crisis isn't that, and nothing, that attack on the Houthis was successful. And so I think that's what we see really going on. People trying to continue the warmongering, continue the neocon agenda like Tom Cotton, who do not have the best interests of our country at stake. So I just wanted to make my statement, jump on in there. Good job, Charlie Kirk, for bringing that out so clearly on your show. I really, really appreciate it and all the good work that you're doing. This isn't a left-right thing. It's a right-wrong thing. And the wrong thing is to be so disingenuous and dishonest like these people who are jumping up and down, who I just mentioned, who didn't bat much of an eye, if anything, when the presumptive President Biden wasn't even there, and God knows who's running the country. Oh, that's not a security risk, is it? Oh, no. But we have to get rid of Pete Hegseth. Not. Hang in there, Pete Hegseth, and President Trump, you're doing a great job. And if anybody needs to explain, it's Alex Wong and Michael Walls, as how this guy is on their phones. They put him on the chat. How did that happen? I haven't heard anybody explain it. Okay, absolutely. The attack on Pete Hegseth will fail. This is Richard Urban coming from Historic Harpers Ferry. Check my X channel at D. Richard Urban. And also follow the Daily Inspiration, which I put out 6 days a week at VisionRoot. That's VisionRoot.org. And we will see you next time.